Former Pakistani Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto narrowly escaped death yesterday when two bombs exploded, killing at least 136 people.
Now, reports of the number of wounded vary from 250 to 400. Bhutto herself was not injured. The attack happened just hours after Bhutto returned to the country after 8 years in exile. She was making her way on a parade route, lined by hundreds of thousands of cheering supporters. After the bombing, Bhutto was immediately taken to her home.
She'd spent 8 hours on the open roof of a truck and had just moved into the armored interior moments before the blast. There was no claim of responsibility for the bombing of the convoy, but today, a Pakistani security official said the attack bore the hallmarks of an al-Qaeda-linked pro-Taliban warlord based near the Afghan border.
Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf, who is attempting to form a pro-U.S. anti-militant coalition with Bhutto, labeled the attack part of a, quote, conspiracy against democracy.
Now, Mahmoud Ali Durrani, Pakistan's ambassador to the U.S., told the Associated Press this bombing would not deter reforms there.
We will continue with our movement, with our political movement and moving towards democracy. And I don't think this will cause chaos.
Now, the parade was in celebration of Bhutto's return. It had drawn about 200,000 people, a sign that she remains a popular figure in the country, despite allegations of corruption when she was its leader.
And that is today's BPP Big Story. Now we've got Rachel Martin with the rest of the news.